Everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And it's Nora TV.
And welcome to the show. How are you all doing tonight? We're here.
We're here.
We made it. For those that have Max at home, do not update to Catalina for at least a little while. It broke the computer last week, and
Jay was pretty mad.
Literally took until
he did. Literally, he was like, "F it, effing thing."
Yeah, I Bill O'Reilly'd on what's that show? Hardball
Extra. Whatever it was.
I think it was Hard Copy. No edition.
Inside edition. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It was the performance that he did that was memorable, not the show that he was on. Regardless,
I may have rage quit podcasting. I may have rage quit existing.
It was not great.
It was not my best moment.
It was not great. And I was just like, what is going on? And he was like, and if you say anything else, I'll fire you too. And I was like, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to bed then if we're not doing this. Are we doing this? No? Okay. All right. I'll see ya. Jay was pretty mad.
But anyways, we're here now.
Nothing was working. We uninstalled everything and installed the new versions of everything. So if you are having the problem that we encountered, try doing that. It'll take 15 minutes for each program to load, but they'll get there eventually.
So you Nora'd it.
No, she just had to sit out.
Oh, man, yeah, but so after that meltdown, I put myself in timeout. And,
you did.
calmed down, and here we are.
It happens. I've been there once or twice a week.
Well, Jay doesn't usually get like that, so it was very, like, alarming in a way for me, because I was like, what? What are you doing? Anyway.
It's one of those things where it's like I'm mad at myself because I did it to myself. I updated this stupid thing, so it was my own fault. Anyway. It is what it is.
It is what it is. We're here.
Thank you
to a huge shout out to Robin for noticing that we were gone and sending me a tweet on the Twitter to find out what was going on. Thank you. Hey, Robin.
I think you can just say sent you a tweet. Like, I don't think you have to say sent me a tweet on Twitter. Isn't that redundant?
I don't know. I could say sent me a Twitter.
Sent me a tweet on Facebook.
Hey, like, because that doesn't work. I think you just send me a tweet.
Via email.
No, it is on Twitter because you can only tweet on Twitter.
Well, I guess.
Tweet.
Oh, sorry. I just stepped on something and thought it was like a bug, but it wasn't. Never mind.
Anyways, so new episode of Survivor.
Well, Nora. It's funny. We didn't record last week, but I picked Chelsea this week.
Sure he did. Sure. Well, can I just say...
I picked Chelsea right before they went into Tribal. I was like, oh, it's totally Chelsea. Also, Jack sounds low, and we just got an email about how he usually sounds low.
Nice. I will try to crank him up as we record here. But he looks pretty good on this end right now. Maybe the new garage band is helping with that.
You guys are blowing out my ears, so...
Okay, so anyway, last week, one of the things that led to my rage quitting of podcasting... and all things computer related, was that Karishma, my winner's pick.
Oh yeah, you were not happy about this.
Turned into a huge dud. What a.
Well, she was last week, but you know.
This week
she can't win.
It's over.
You'd be better off if she got voted out, and you could pick
and
a
I
new
could
one.
Start over. This one now she's just dead weight. I'm sorry, Karishma. I think you're a great person. But you have given up on this game, and I feel like you're not even trying at this point.
Unless there's a merge and she gets with new people and she changes, I just don't see her. The only reason they're keeping her is because she can't win.
And that's worse for me because now I'm stuck with this person as my winner's pick, and there's nothing I can do about it till she gets voted off. So, for those that say. Your person getting voted off is an advantage because then you get to pick. Well, that's not always the case because I have someone who I know isn't going to win as my winner's pick, and I'm stuck with them.
And so I bet Karishma, you she stays around for a while.
Karishma, I know the game has already been played, but turn it around. Come on, you're better than this.
Okay.
Oh, nobody wants me.
You weren't, yeah. We were. Anyways, can we get started talking about this week's episode now?
Absolutely. But before we do, I want to thank the people that make the show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. All of the podcasts on the Jay and Jack Network are supported by you, listener. Whether you give $1 or more a month, all of your contributions allows this great content to exist. So thank you to all our patrons. If you'd like to become one today, go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. All right, Colleen, take it away.
All right, so Survivor Season 39, Episode 4, Plan Z. They've definitely gotten a little bit better with their titles this season.
Well, I think when you have Sandra on the show, it just kind of steps up everybody's game.
That's very true. But, you know, usually it's like, I'm getting the $1 million or some variation of that, or, you know, who's, you know, just something stupid like that. So yes. I do appreciate their title game is much better this season. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we start off Lyra Night 9. Krishma knows she's on the outs. The other dude, who I can't remember his name, says to beware of pears.
Aaron.
He knows. Aaron, thank you, tattoo guy. He knows what it's like, blah, 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 blah. We go to the other tribe, and nothing really noteworthy happens, so we go back to Lyro. Dean and Chelsea are, like, snuggling up. Missy is worried about them being a thing, ruining the girls, and then ruining the girls' alliance. So she and...
Aaron,
thank you, make contingency plans to cut her loose if they need to. We go back over to Vokai. Jamal is worried.
They were first talking about Dean, though.
They were
talking about getting him out to force her back with the girls, to stay with the girls. Right. And then in case she won't, then they'll cut her loose, which I think that's fairly solid, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's tale as old as time. You pair up, got to break it up.
Yeah.
Yep. Rookie mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You don't let them know you're in a pair.
Mm-hmm.
We go back over to Vokai. Jamal is worried about being left out of that previous vote. He looks for the idol and finds it. So yay him.
I liked what he did, though. He didn't. At first, I'm like, why aren't you sticking with the group?
Right.
I go, that's. But then he's going to go look for an idol, probably just laying somewhere where he can find it. And so it was a good move for him.
Yeah, it did end up being a good move for him. And it kind of seemed like one of those, I guess, lucky natural moments where people don't notice that you're by yourself, because we saw the shot of them in the water. We didn't get any confessionals about people thinking, you know, he was being shady or suspicious. So it might have just been one of those natural downtime moments that he found himself alone, and good for him.
Yeah.
We go back over to Vokai. I'm sorry. We, back over to Vokai. We're still there. We haven't left. Mail arrives by boat saying that they must unanimously pick someone to go or else draw straws for it. Nobody wants to volunteer to go. And then finally Nora's like, well, I'll do it. And you're like, oh, this is going to be great. And great it was, because honestly, you know that Sandra and Boston Rob talked so much smack about her after she left.
I assume they did, but I wish they would have shown it.
Well, they kind of showed us a little bit of it.
Watermelon!
Oh my God, yes. So she gets there.
The birds flying. I mean, I know that was just editing in and stuff like that to make, but that was funny.
Excuse me. So... she gets super excited about watermelon, and Sandra's like, Lord, I've never seen someone so excited about watermelon. And I'm thinking, and then, you've never met my 5-year-old.
She goes, you're not going to get a bigger piece?
Yeah. It's like, why are your pieces so small?
Yeah.
But so that day, her lesson was about the art of persuasion, which I think is very, very helpful. Good lesson.
Yeah, wrong person, though.
Totally the wrong person. That would be great for like somebody like Missy, right? Or even Elaine. Wouldn't you like to see like Elaine or
someone? You need someone that's actually going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Nora doesn't listen.
No.
Which I think they pick up on pretty quickly.
Well, maybe...
in fact, I don't understand why Nora took the challenge.
Well, that
it was lose. It was lose-lose the whole time.
Because she doesn't have the self-awareness to realize it was lose-lose.
Absolutely.
And It wasn't that great of a reward. You get to cancel out someone's vote. Well, big deal. If they're voting 9-1 or whatever it is, 8-1 against you. What's one more vote? unless you're going for an idol, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. But you knew Nora was going to take it without even listening. And I wonder if Rob and Sandra have kind of the autonomy to kind of pick whatever the thing is based on how they're reading the person, where they kind of maybe pick this thing that they knew was going to be absolutely ridiculous if Nora did. Or maybe the producers like fed them that before Nora got there. But this was perfect for her to be.
It really was.
If you're Nora, if you're someone else, if that was offered to me, I go, no, I'm not doing it for that. Give me an idol.
Well, say you're in a place like, unlike Nora, who is a disaster. But say you're a player that does have, you know, a lot of influence with the tribe, and you probably could do it without causing suspicion. Then I think it is worth it. But Nora is also perfect just for TV, just because she's ridiculous.
Exactly.
If you lose. Because that's a challenge. Is all you? It's the callers. That's the challenge. It's you. If you lose it, unless you're really tight with the tribe, which she's not, she'd have been on the outs. One little thing where she could take someone's vote away isn't worth it. You need to get immunity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I would have said no. It's not worth it for me to do that because if we lose, I'm going to be screwed.
Mm-hmm. Right. I like how Sandra was like, think about it. Chew your watermelon. I really wanted to be the episode title.
Yeah. I think they were thinking the same thing. It wasn't worth it.
And they've seen her at tribal council before. You know, they know she's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I just was like, whatever.
Did you guys like the sequence with all the flashbacks? Which all happen to like conveniently be of people that have won before, and it's like they're reminding us of big survivor moments for like a big returning player season coming up.
Yeah, I liked it because those were good moments. Those were great moments. Actually,
they were all great moments. I did really like seeing the greatest hits.
I still think Parvati is greatest player in the game.
Yeah. I think Sandra is, but cool.
I take Parvati.
I don't know.
Parvati should have won that second season, and Sandra, I think, got it out of spite.
Yeah,
well, that means she did something wrong.
Yeah, I hate that thing.
I know you hate that thing. We've been arguing about that thing for like 6 seasons now.
For 6 years,
so 12 seasons.
Go ahead.
Anyways,
ding.
Yeah, I love so. You know, she goes off and she's like, oh, I could totally do this. And Sandra thinks that her mentality is going to get her into trouble. And then we finish out with Rob saying she is the last person that you want as the caller. She cannot coherently communicate anything to anyone. Like, burn.
They were both right.
Oh, I know. Oh, and they were. We get back, and this is a sequence I loved. I loved it from start to finish, where she tells them the story, and honestly, I tried to type it out, and I couldn't even freaking make sense of it, because it made no sense. It was nonsensical. It was.
You have to first agree to
you have
make
to first
me the
agree
role
to make me, yeah.
But
Queen
I love,
of the
I'm,
Island.
I'm blanking on who's been Kelly. Kelly. Where she just had this smile on her face and she was worried and she's like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, she was like, oh yeah, she's this lie is so bad. She is never going to blow up my spot.
I thought for sure she was going to do it. I thought for sure that she was going to come back and say, oh, you know, that Robin and Sandra are under. But she was so caught up in her whatever. I don't know what she
I know
was
she got so caught up in that stupid
Oh my
lie.
God. And it was just so bad. Like, she didn't take anything away from them. But it was great TV. It was great TV.
It was great TV.
Because I think Jamal said something like going, basically, you're not making sense. We have to do what?
Yeah.
To agree to what?
Yeah,
you have
so
to agree
why
to
do
it.
We
I
have
can't
to
tell
do
you.
This?
Yeah. Why can't you tell us? So we have to let you decide something that you can't tell us what it is so we can get a clue about the challenge?
If she really wanted to do it, she should have said, I've gotten a clue back. This is what the challenge is going to be. Now, if you make me the caller, I can use it to my advantage. I'm getting it, but I can't give it to you. I can't give it to you if I... I mean, I don't know what she was trying to do, but something, it had to be something where she told him up front what it was. And
exactly.
Then she had to say, I have an advantage. They're going to give me an advantage once the challenge starts.
Exactly. Like, she could have done anything but what she did.
Yep.
Yeah. She was just, because she has no credibility in the tribe whatsoever right now. Any before that. Mm-hmm. That's why I said it was just stupid for her to take it and say, well, why am I putting myself on the position? If we lose, I'm gone.
Yeah.
They'll vote me out.
Right. Unless she was just that good, but she's not that good.
We saw the practice. She almost got Dan killed.
Oh, my God. It's no. Oh, and then that was so. Oh, my God. That practice was so good. And he's like,
you'd be behind me. What? It doesn't matter.
That whole thing was just so great. It was so great.
That's your problem. She's so focused on what she wants to do. She doesn't listen. And we know people like that. I'm not saying she's a bad person, but she just doesn't listen.
Exactly, exactly. And we cut to the challenge then. And they're like, who's going to sit out? And was it Lauren? And she was like, Nora.
She's like, what? Wait, what? What?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Wait, remember the deal?
Oh, my God. It was just so great. It was just
that
so
should,
funny.
And that should show her, too. She's on the bottom.
Yep.
They made a deal with her, and they said they made the right move. They would have completely lost.
Well, and they got the advantage too of knowing it. So I mean, it kind of worked out for them.
Yeah, they did because they kicked butt until the very end. I mean, even until the little puzzle mishap.
Well, he didn't even panic though, Jason.
No, he didn't, which was great to his credit. Jason had a really funny confessional when he was talking about his voice and then his mom voice or something. It was really funny.
Oh, that
was talking about going to Island of the Idols or not.
Yeah.
Or, you know, LOL.
Again, they all want to go, but everyone knows it's not the right move, but Nora goes.
Well, that should tell you something right there.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was a fun challenge.
Oh, those are always fun, except for the guys that get, you know.
I always just remember poor Spencer, really. Taking it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got destroyed.
Yeah, poor dude. And was it, didn't somebody else like also destroy like their toe or something? Was it like Jeff Varner or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Something like that. Anyway, those ones are always so fun to watch, but probably not fun to play. But yeah, so we have Vokai gets a huge lead. Elizabeth almost leads Lyro to a huge comeback, but the puzzle just isn't quite right, and Vokai is able to get the win. Missy says that she wants to keep Charisma nice and folded up in her pocket rather than vote her out. We head over to Lyro, and Elizabeth apologizes to everyone, but says, you know, hey, it's fine, it's fine. Everyone's like, it's fine, it's fine. Charisma cries because she does not want to go home. Was it Dean? I wrote hot dude, but
hot
it's only
dude.
Episode 4, okay?
It was Dean.
Okay. He said it's going to be an easy vote for Karishma.
Chelsea. Dean. There's nothing that I can think of off the top of my head.
It'll come to us naturally.
Mean Dean.
Mean Dean. Mean Dean. Mean
no,
Dean.
No.
Like, you know, he's a mean dude.
Well, one. No.
Lean Dean.
Silly. No, no, you Lean guys, none of this is working. None of this is working. Right. Let's workshop this.
Ween Ding.
Everybody's homework is to come back next week, okay?
How about Ding Wing?
Anyway, Chelsea tells her to fight, but she also knows that she probably doesn't have an idol. Aaron wants Dean out because he's underperforming in challenges and not helping the team in general.
But she didn't say Dean, she said hot dude.
Aaron said that though. Elizabeth, however, cites Boston Rob telling her to look before she leaps and thinks that Dean going out is not good for her game. So we have somebody that actually listened and learned to Boston Rob.
Right.
Which is that foreshadowing for the future?
Maybe.
Like, is she going to go far? Because you saw, like, you know, two ends of the spectrum this week. Anyway, so Elizabeth goes to Elaine, and neither of them are happy with Aaron for wanting to get Dean out. Aaron is frustrated because he feels like he's the only one playing the game, and there's your token, like, I'm the only one playing the game, soundbite of the season. Yeah, I'm like, at that point, I was like, does this mean Aaron is the one going home? Because usually the person that thinks they're the only one playing is the one that goes home.
Early in the game, he said, "I'm the one calling the shots now." So yes. he had like two classic sayings that should have gotten mm-hmm. voted out.
Yeah. Maybe next week. Keep an eye out. Missy also isn't happy, though. And then she goes to talk to Elaine about, all right, you want to go with Chelsea instead. Elaine is a little bit scared by Missy and how easily she just kind of turns on people. And, you know, we go into tribal and no one quite knows what's going to go down. And, you know, we're at tribal and they play on like this whole Russian roulette theme. And I think it was Missy that says about Karishma, all of us are playing equally and she's just getting lapped. And then Karishma pulls out her best little finger and is like, chaos is a ladder.
Well, I thought Missy was great at tribal.
Yeah, I think Missy did a great job.
She was very honest. She said, you know, if you want to volunteer for the puzzles, you better be able to solve the puzzles. If you're an Olympic, you know, she's going bang, 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 bang. And so, because Karishma thought she was safe or something about that. And she goes, no, you could be going home.
Yeah.
So I like Missy. I thought had a good game today.
Yeah. Same. I really like Missy.
I might put a target on her back later on, but I thought as of today, she played really well.
Yeah, I was actually worried that she would end up being the target because they kind of did portray her as the one that was calling the shots. So I don't know if that means she's going to go far, if she's going to flame out quickly, like we're setting up for a Missy downfall. Is this her winner's edit? I would be okay with Missy winning.
Well, she keeps Aaron with her. Aaron is I think, more of a target because he's more a bull in the china shop where he's... Bah!
Is Aaron her war dog?
I think so, yeah.
That was his name, right? War Dog last season?
Yeah, okay. War Dog. Worst guy in challenges in the history of Survivor.
Oh, man, so bad.
Oh. I don't know. According to Aaron, Dean is the worst in Survivor challenges.
But at least he's hot. War Dog wasn't hot, right?
You know, I don't know if I thought he was quite as hot by the end of the show as I did in the beginning of the show. So I don't... Was it really Dean that I'm thinking of, or was it... somebody else?
Interesting.
Who else could it be? I mean, I'm looking at the. I don't see anybody.
The only objectively attractive one.
No, that's not true. That's not true. There's a lot of attractive ones out there. As soon as I learn their names, it's going to be a lot easier for me to get all creepy about it. Anyway. It ends up with Chelsea going home, and I kind of called it, right? I called it before they started voting because I believe Elaine and Missy exchanged a look while Chelsea was talking.
So, and that's usually what it means,
that's
right?
Usually what it means.
Two weeks in a row, someone went home with an idol in their pocket.
I know. On the Island of the Idols season.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
At least this one, because last week we didn't get to talk because... Last week made no sense for him not to play his idol.
Yeah.
He can only use it twice. You know, but he chose not to use it.
I liked him too, Vince, right?
Yeah, I like Vince, but you know, he should have known something was even if he wasn't the target, play your idol.
Yep.
Cuz I said last week is I said I would have come back knowing I could use it twice. And I would have said, "Look, I have the idol. I'm going to play it just to flush it out."
Yeah.
I would have said that. I can only use it twice. I'm going to flush it out. The first time we go to tribal, I'm going to flush it out.
Yeah, again, like it's only good for two times, so it's not like holding on to it is going to be that
right.
Like your return there is not that great. So
especially since everyone is so paranoid when you go there.
Yeah.
So if it was something where you got the idol where nobody could possibly know you had it, I said at this point you get the idol. Just best thing to do is just tell people I'm going to play at the next tribal.
Yep.
And then play it, and he still would have been here.
I know.
Agreed.
All right.
Well,
do you think the right person went home?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Well, I think if you're going to start, you can't have a couple. You can't be a couple.
Or you can't be that noticeably a couple.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and when people start talking about it, I mean, she tried to say, oh, no, we're not a couple. You know, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that showman's thing. But Elaine was even saying, how old are you? Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I like Elaine. I hope she's around for the long haul.
Yeah, she's good.
I'm predicting final three for Elaine.
even though Sandra said she never knows what's going on. Yeah.
Kind of true, though.
Kind of true. I just love their commentary as well.
All right. Well, that's what we thought about this episode. Before we find out what you all thought about this episode, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Listener feedback.
All right. It's listener feedback time. What did our listeners have to say, Colleen?
All right. So we have a couple of emails actually from last week. This one pertains, this is a general Survivor question. It's from Janet, and she says, is it possible that Rob and Sandra are telling them that they have to keep it a secret? Oh, the title of this email, the headline of this email is, why do they keep lying about what is on the Island of the Idols? Is it possible Rob and Sandra are telling them they have to keep it a secret? That would make more sense as to why they are lying about what is there. Just a thought.
But then why would
they have to do it?
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make for as good as a good TV.
I just think that it's Survivor. There's no rules, right? Other than you can't punch somebody. So, I mean, really, that's one of the rules. You can't hit. If you hit somebody,
yeah,
you're...
That's the only rule, but I'm sure there's like another rule. Like, you can't drop a deuce on somebody.
Well,
there's got to be other ones.
You can't steal somebody's idol out of their bag.
Okay.
Right.
Like it's, you know, I mean, it doesn't change
hands. It would make sense because this is now, what, five, how many times?
Four
times
people.
Four times people have been over there and nobody has said anything?
Because
Kelly was worried about it. So that can't possibly be it. If Kelly was worried about it, that can't be it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, no, I think that she also might have been worried about her coming up to, like, potentially being like, so I know your secret. And making her feel uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good theory. But you're right. Perhaps they're not. But then why is everyone just lying about it? Like, it's so dumb. Like, everybody can't be that stupid.
Well, so far, they are. Well, one guy Vince got voted out, right? So there's only three people that are still in the game that know the secret.
Yeah. True. I don't know.
So, I like I said, I thought for sure Nora, because she doesn't stop talking at all.
Oh, my God.
But like
God,
said, she
I
got
know.
So caught up in that, whatever she was trying to get across to people. Actually, what I would have done after when they said, no, you're not. Oh, well, you know what? Boston Rob and Sandra over there. When they said she couldn't be the caller.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I hate the fact that they won, because that would have been great TV. I'm sure she went off when she got back.
Oh, I know.
Well, and we didn't get to see it.
But then they would have shown it, right? So maybe she didn't.
I don't know. They had so much drama at the other camp, like the back and forth and that it wasn't relevant to the story. It might be a deleted scene, though. They put deleted scenes up on CBS.com and their YouTube.
Yeah,
I'll have to look for that.
Okay. Or, yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, yeah, that's a good theory. Moving on. This is from Mandy, and she sent this 7 days ago. New Ken is a 10? Dean is a ding. That's all.
Hey, Dean is a ding. We
said
ding.
Dean is a ding. All right.
No, because that sounds like a dingbat or something, which he could be.
Well, yeah.
No, try again.
You saw his look at the boat. Ding. 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 She went home. Dang.
Oh. Dang, dang.
Dang, dang. Dang.
We don't have a... we... Okay, stop. That one's bad, guys. Yeah, no, just that one's just bad. We don't have a new email from Victoria this week, which makes me sad.
Victoria!
I know. Victoria. Next week.
We didn't get one from last week either?
We got one from last week, but it pertains to last week's stuff. So let me...
I think you should might as well read it.
All right. Hold on. My very slow computer is going... Just trying to open it again. So this is in relation to last week's episode. Victoria says, wow, what an episode. I personally felt bad because to me it looked like Karishma was praying. I wouldn't have thought she was hurt at all. I love the tribal, and to see that people are playing the game is downright amazing to see. I love this show. Next week will be great. I felt Jamal was playing too hard, but who's going to vote him off with his puzzle skills? He's too big of an asset, so maybe at the merge, I would target him. Poor Tom. Yeah. Poor Tom had no idea, and Dean didn't either. I totally forgot who Dean was. Well, that's funny. Dean didn't ding anything with Victoria last week. Not like he did with Mandy. totally forgot who Dean was until I asked my husband who the guy who wasn't helping on the puzzle. Can't wait to hear what you guys think. Side note, go women. Woohoo.
Hey, we didn't talk about Charisma being wounded and nobody helping her.
That's right. I kind of forgot about that because it was so early on in the episode. Poor Charisma.
Now I know Christy said that maybe they didn't notice that she was hurt.
She kind of made a big deal about it, didn't she?
Yeah, I thought so. But she was saying that maybe they didn't notice that she was hurt.
Maybe.
I know, she said, "Oh, I can see my bone," and that would be a red flag for me. But
yeah, I know, right? Also, medical came, so they had to at some point, known she was hurt.
Well, she didn't bleed out. Now we got to think about voting her out.
Plan Z. Yeah. And then our last email is from Allie, and she says, just want to share a quick thought that I've been having during this season. I'm not sure whether I love this season or not. I'm really enjoying all the cast and even the twist of seeing Boston Rob and Sandra. But part of me hates it because it takes away from a lot of the interactions between the survivors at camp. I've been feeling like episodes are really short, but then I'm like, oh yeah, because we had that 10-minute segment with Boston Rob and Sandra. I'm torn. I love seeing them, but then I still want more stuff back at the camp. I think they could make each episode an hour and a half if they really wanted to. Would love to hear your thoughts. Good. Thanks, Allie.
But that'd be just more commercials.
So I actually was thinking about this because I love it. I think it's a refreshing change of pace. And then I realized, I realized this because I do the bonus episodes with Zach on the challenge, is we're not getting the reward challenge. So
right.
We're not missing out on camp time. We're missing out on that second reward challenge, or I guess the first challenge would be in that spot.
But they don't really do two before a merge anyway.
They do the team ones, the team rewards.
Yeah, sometimes.
But
they'll combo them early on, though, which they have done this season, too.
But no, they have. But we do get to – I did a side hustle.
Yeah.
I know.
So that's where I think that they're making up the time is we're just, which I guess might.
You could be right.
Yeah. Then I was thinking does that save them money on production? And then I'm like, no, they're probably paying Rob and Sandra a lot to be there. So it's not having
Today's didn't seem as long. It's like they said, okay, we can only spend so much time with Nora. You gotta send her back.
Right. They're like, have you seen how she eats watermelon?
Because the Vince one went on. I thought the Vince one was kind of ridiculous because they, they're crawling on the ground.
I think it was fun.
He's not going into war. I mean, it's just, okay.
It was cute.
Yeah, stealth mode.
He's got to crawl under the stick. Come on. What's going on here?
Anyway, that was fun.
I just thought it was a shorter one today.
Yeah. You know what, though? It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. I concur. Yeah.
It was perfect. It would have ruined the payoff of the next two scenes with Nora if she had overstayed her welcome on our screen for Island of Idols.
Well, they might have quit. Sandra Russell, I didn't sign up for this. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
She's like, and I dealt with Russell. And truth. Coach.
#truth. Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you for that feedback, everyone. It is now time to tally the votes.
Oh, if you would like to send feedback in the future, survivorjjc@gmail.com.
Let me load up the old tally whacker. Where's the notes?
Well, it's been so long, I can't remember who I voted for.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember who we picked either.
I thought it got deleted. All right, so last week we thought I said Jamal was going home. Didn't happen. Jack, you thought Aaron was going home. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Almost happened.
Colleen, you said Nora was going home. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
So also could have happened, though.
So
should have.
We did not have picks for this week, so no points there. But let's see for our preseason picks. Chelsea, right?
Yes.
We all had merge for Chelsea, so nobody got points.
All right, hashtag so for, blindsided.
For episode 5, next week's episode, Jack, who do you think is going home?
This is a tough one because you never – I don't want to spoil anyone, but this is a tough one. I'm going with Ding.
That's very presumptuous that you're so smart you're going to spoil us by guessing the right answer.
I'm saying it's a hard pick to make because of what's going to happen next week, and I don't want to spoil the listeners if they don't want to know.
Yep.
So I'm going with Ding.
Ding. Okay, so Colleen, who do you think?
I think Nora again. I can't imagine her blending in on any situation.
It's not a bad pick. It's not a bad pick. All right, mine. I think I'm going to... come on. I just want it to be Karishma. I want to change my pick. I want to change my pick. All right.
We forgot to mention how Dan smacked Missy in the challenge.
Wait, what'd you say?
During when they were blindfolded, they kind of got the two teams kind of got mixed up, and Missy was... And Dan brought his hand up and smacked Missy right in the head.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He probably did it intentionally because, you know, he likes to touch people.
So. Oh, God, that was a long way to go for that joke. I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about that. I can't wait to watch this challenge again with Zach and talk about it.
He should enjoy it. All right, so... for the tally game points or tallies that we have so far, Jack, you have one tally.
Woo!
And Lauren, your winner's pick, still in it.
Pretty good pick.
Seemingly.
I have a good winner's pick.
Colleen, you have no tally so far. Not a one.
I know.
And your winner's pick is Elaine, who, again, I don't think is going to win. So that's going to be a...
Look, didn't I not, like, 20 minutes ago say I predict Elaine is top three?
Yeah, that's not winning.
You never know.
Top three means you won't get to pick again, so you get nothing. You lose.
You never know. Okay, this season is going to be how Colleen got her groove back, okay?
There it is, clear as crystal. All right, and my winner picked Karishma, so it might as well be negative points. But I am in the lead so far with 2 tally points.
We're up to it's 2-1-0 after 4 episodes.
Well, in fairness, we didn't have any points last week. Let's see if anyone. Oh, you know what? I'll give points for the preseason picks. Who was Vince?
Vince, yeah.
All right. I did not do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, but we should get points for that. Yeah, exactly. Well, unless I don't have it.
Where are you, Vince? All right. So for Vince Mua.
God, I hope I said pre-merge. I need a point. Mama needs to get on the board.
So I have pre-merge, Jack has pre-merge, and Colleen, for some reason, I put pity merge.
That sounds like me.
So did we say pity merge?
I must
have. Made to the merge out of pity?
I think I went merge with him because I liked him, even though I thought that he wasn't going to make it.
Merge,
and you were like,
yeah,
so you're giving him a pity merge. And I said, yes.
So,
which when you think about it, the phrase pity merge actually can go a whole bunch of ways.
So that means Colleen still has no
tally. I know, and that one was an easy one.
It worked for us.
What did I say about Karishma?
Let's see.
To be fair, Vince, I think, would have been a good player.
I think so too.
I think he was just not playing the idol was stupid. But other than that, I think he was a smart player, except for that move.
I as an early boot, I hope he comes back because I thought he was a fun player.
Yeah, I think he's good TV, and he's like I said, he knows the game.
Yeah, Karishma, we all had pre-merge, so I don't know why I picked her as my winner. I don't know what I was thinking.
You really liked her showing in the first episode.
I did. I really.
You know, there's. I'm looking at the. There's some people we don't even hear from. When was the last time we heard from? Well, Janet, I guess she was in the challenge last week, and I guess. But there's some people I go, who is that? Jack, was Jack even mentioned today?
It's still early. It'll whittle down.
There's a Jack on there.
Yeah.
No, there's not.
There is, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Jack Nitschen.
I know that Tommy is the redhead from Long Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack! Jack is the kid.
Oh,
yeah. You kinda, with the hair. Michael Bolton hair.
Yeah. He does have some nice hair.
Well, Colleen and I have him as pre-merge. Jack has him as merge, so.
Looks like Jack's getting a point.
Yeah, he's flying under the radar there.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, that's 385-309-0311. Calling time with your questions, comments, and or
and
theories.
And or theories.
Give us an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. If you would, if you use Amazon, which a lot of people do, use our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. It'll be the same Amazon you know and love, but a little something comes back to the Jay and Jack production fold. If you enjoy this content, contribute to keep it alive. Join our Patreon page at.
We get a ding. A ding back.
We get a ding every time. Ding, ding.
Ding-a-dang.
Patreon.com/Jay and Jack. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Hashtag pity merge.
Pity merge. Pity merge. How about can we get some pity patrons? Pity patrons.
Pity patrons.
It's like these poor souls. Why are they still doing this?
You can hear me and a 5-year-old discuss the challenge every week.
Dang, dang, dang.
Dang, dang.
Don't talk about that with my child.
Yeah, it's true. That one will end.
Yeah, that's good. We're done.
Well, especially take Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent.
You're right over there.
Joanne with the plan. Drake the Destroyer. Who am I missing?
Ed Maui. No, Maggie.
I said Maggie.
Maggie the Magnificent.
I didn't hear Maggie.
I said Maggie the Magnificent.
There's five people. Six people?
Six people. Six.
Yeah. You said Tack?
I said Tack.
Ed the Creepy Mailman.
I closed with that one. You're not even listening now.
I am listening. No, I didn't hear you say Maggie. Not.
Anyways.
Whatever. She doesn't watch Survivor or listen to this anymore either.
That'll do it for this week's
just
episode.
Just kidding, Maggie. I love you.
We'll see you all next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Ding.
Anyways.